gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry we're live this morning, a little bit late this morning. Been a rough morning. I just had a major emotional breakdown here. It's been a rough week, rough morning, ladies and gentlemen. But good morning, everybody out there. We appreciate you joining us here on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. A little bit less than enthusiastic, but I apologize. A lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. Morning, Bob. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. Just trying to get this stuff going here. You know, it's crazy because we just sat and literally talked about straight up all the dicks in the industry that, you know what, man, you put out over and over and over for people. And, you know, not many people come through for you at the end of the day. And it's a shame.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a rough week.
Hey, keep it going over there. What do you got going here? By the way, can we talk about the intro to that for a second? So that was the first time we've ever used this intro, and we have zero idea when the intro was planned to start automatically, one, and two, when it was going to fade out at the end. So I didn't know when to unmute us on the mics. Now I'm still working levels here.
All right. Pulling it together. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. All kinds of good stuff going on there too, Bob. The new online merchandising is up. It's pretty cool. It's pretty exciting. I'll get it to you guys later, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get excited here. All right, Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com for the finest in boutique and fashion wear by Layla and Robin. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise, monkeyinparadise.com. They want to know, what's your paradise, Bub? And Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Which, by the way, we haven't done a lot of lately.
I've done none, Bub. Absolutely none.
What? True story?
I swear to God, I haven't had any.
Not possible.
Yeah, nothing. I haven't had anything to drink since last Thursday.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then. Maybe that's the problem here.
Beginning to wonder if it's not. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. The Guinness World Record holding the largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter how bad it is. We still let the show go on. Oh, Lord. Okay, Bob. Let's jump right into it here. How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm just working these things. Listen here, man. We've got, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14 different knobs that control volume alone. So I want you guys to know I'm trying to work them. As you can see, my producer is not here in front of me here. So technically, I should just like get rid of that freaking chair. I'll tell you what, dude, it's, you know, it's a lot of work running these radio shows. And, you know, you've got
obviously
multiple
you've got
pieces
some anger in YouTube. Huh?
No, if I did, I'd have pushed that thing through the wall.
But if I show my anger, I'm the one who's left sitting still and alone.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, man, we got a lot of good stuff going on over here right now. So we have, I mean, crazy, crazy things going on. Man, dude, this week has been insane here at the facility. I mean, everything from, you know, we discussed it from custom Harleys to custom, you know, paint and body on some AMG package cars to, you know, some high-end exotics to some classics, some pro tourings we've got going on. So we have a lot of things going on in the works right now.
Yep.
I think we've got what Gio Hammerbeck's up at the firm right now, right?
Yeah, Gio Hammerbeck, the four-time world rally champion and rally car driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team, is up at the firm right now, ladies and gentlemen. He is, we are number one in the point standings up there. He's up there now. They're going to call in live from us. We're racing under the lights on the 27th of this month. I've got to get the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 981 ready to go for that rally, Bub.
Wait, what do you mean? You're going to be running that car at the rally?
If I make it to then, Bub. If I make it to then. I don't know if I'll make it to today. I really don't.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, dude. Yep. So what else you got going on?
You know what, man? We're getting ready to go to SEMA. We're going to go to SEMA, Bub. We're heading to SEMA.
I already mentioned this one.
Yep. And the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Terminatics The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang, the stock block EcoBoost 600 horsepower. It's the only one in the world like it. We made a lot of advancements this week, Bub. And that we have the roll cage coming. We have the rear delete coming. The body kit is coming. The wheel and tire combination you've designed is in process. That car is getting put together. I understand Giovanna may be sending two of the new, what do they call them? Darts? Demons, Bub?
Demons, yes. Demons, which, by the way, are really hard to get your hands on. So yeah. If G's already got two of them, man, that's having some serious pull.
Yeah, they're going to send them down for you, Bub, to put your for you to put your touches on. We've got, I think, seven cars that are going to be on display at SEMA this year. It's a hell of a blessing, man. Hell of a blessing, Bub.
Yeah, we've got seven scheduled outside. We've got one scheduled inside. So it's, you know, it's a super, super cool thing to have that. You know, we've discussed it a couple times that, you know, it's really, that's more of an honor than anything, because typically that market, the SEMA industry, is not necessarily for, I mean, you have individual builders and companies out there, but it's more on this side of, you know, the mass production line. Yep. So, you know, new products that are coming out for the up and coming year. So 17 going into 18,
yep.
You know, what everybody out there, you know, whether it be a wheel company or suspension lift company or a lighting company, you know, bumpers, you know, anything you could possibly imagine, you know, upholstery styles and designs, all of that's really what SEMA is. It's geared to be just kind of a product release. So when you can get asked to not only bring out a one-off car that you've designed and built, but also, you know, when you can take that and say, you know, that's going to be center floor of the South Hall. So you can take that and then you can move into actually being asked to have seven more cars come out. I mean, that's a lot of work. So eight cars total going to SEMA this year. It's going to be insane. We have a lot of work to do between now and the second week in October, because we have to load an entire transport and get that thing out to Las Vegas as well.
Yeah. And it's hard because now we have to coordinate the transport of all those vehicles, Bub, from Bub's Exotic Motorsports to Las Vegas. It's going to be a lot. I think we're going to send our assistant and our driver out ahead of us on an airplane, and then we're going to follow out behind them, if I call the schedule. Good morning, Alex. He likes the music. Thank you for the new intro. Alex, just an absolute nightmare by my production staff this week, on top of everything else we've got going on personally and professionally. That's why the meltdown this morning. Let's see. Total letdown, Alex. Honestly, I can't stand depending on people and counting on them and them not doing their job. Well,
it's a true story, man. That was what I opened up with, man. It's just how many people out there, you know, expect us to do everything, and, you know, they want it all, but give very little or anything at all.
And that's kind of the problem I was having yesterday, Bub. I haven't had any front office help for a week, and the pressure that's put on me on top of, you know, reorganizing all the financials, you know, working with the clients, getting everything back under control in a very short period of time, 7 days, trying to maintain the household. I'm just at my end, man. I just can't take any more, bro. You know, running the business.
It's a lot, dude. And that's why I can't tell you how many people, you know, we talked about, I think 2 days ago, 3 days ago, when we were discussing one of the builds we were going to do was, you know, how many people I've truly written off in my life because they're either just total letdowns or they're total users. And, you know, I have no problem doing that. I'd rather go on alone in my life than worry about a bunch of nonsense, people that use me up and spit me out and, you know, don't appreciate the things I do for them all the way across the board. And I'll tell you what, man, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, man. Yep. And those that walk out of your life when you need them the most, you know, instead of, you know, in life, you sit down and you work through problems. You don't run away from them and you don't hurt people emotionally.
No, I mean, even when it comes to, you know, we've dealt with this, especially with all these SEMA builds, man. We've got, you know, we've got huge, huge, huge builds going out to SEMA this year. And, you know, we've established relationships with some of the biggest names in the industry over the years. And, you know, it's funny how, you know, just for a company, let's say, for example, let's just throw a basic one out there. Let's say a company that all they do, their sole job is to create one product, right? Maybe one product line. Let's just say, I don't know, let's say like a paint company, right? All you do is build, you know, you design paint and you mix paint and you provide paint products.
Yep.
And I'm not saying this is the case, but I'm just saying if that happens, typically it's easy for you to, if it's something that it's your mass production of, it's easy for you to say, okay, here's a thousand bucks worth of stuff. It means nothing to us because we have so much of it on hand. It means nothing at all. Take it, go show it off and build us up strong. Right.
Yeah.
How many people out there truly do that? Not that many, and that's a shame.
And what we do is very personalized, man. We reach out with our clients and people, man.
Right. I mean, especially when you see, you know, when you see, especially if you guys out there follow like our Instagram, you know, you see some of the stuff that we do. All of our products are done with PPG and also through 3M from finishing standpoints. And you know what, man, if I ever walked up to that table, which I haven't yet, but if I walked up to the table after years of promoting and pushing and, you know, doing all that for Zero Forum, just because it's just the quality I want to support, you know, if they weren't willing to throw something at me, I turn around and say, all right, guess what? I'm reevaluating this one. Moving on. There's other paint suppliers out there.
Yeah, there are. Jeff Peterson said, what the f- did I miss something? You didn't miss anything, Jeff. We're just a little late getting on the air with technical problems today. Bob and I had a major fallout, probably the first major fallout we've had in 20 years. I apologize, Bob. I'm just going to leave it there.
Well, I'm done with the nonsense, dude. No one knows what, you know, what it takes to run an organization at all.
But it's not me trying to create it. And
no, but it's everybody that you instill your trust in that just burns you and leaves you bent over at the end of the day. And you can't do that.
And it always,
you got to put that wall up and say, guess what, bro? Screw yourself. Bye.
Well, it's funny because I asked the production crew to please make sure everything was ready yesterday afternoon. I was trying to handle payroll, which I'm not accustomed to doing. Mom handles that. I couldn't find the employee receipts. I was trying to get Bob. People don't understand that it's so hard from a back off. I don't need to cry and get anybody's sympathy, but Jesus Christ, dude, just putting up the radio shows alone, just that alone takes 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
And we have primetime slots from 1 to 8 PM. Now you combine that with the fact I've got phones ringing, people thinking they can walk back into my office, employees and clients.
Mm-hmm.
You combine that with having to run the front office, run the back office, take care of the marketing, do everything that I do. And at some point your body just lets it go, man. It just lets go.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's very rare that you'll ever have somebody step up to the plate and say, listen, man, what can I do to help?
But God damn it, they'll ask you to do everything for you for free.
I'll tell you what, dude.
Here's an idea. Why don't I build your car, put it out in the booth, and you know, you don't do anything for it.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yep.
Christina Moxley, we know her from Eckler. She's watching. Haven't heard from those guys in a very long time. We were trying to do something with them. They just didn't come through, bud.
No, not at all.
And not at all, man.
And you know what? And that's one of those things, just like I mentioned with the paint supplier. That was a company, man, and not even mentioning it, but that was a company that same thing. This is a, you know, they're a mass production company that sells a lot of stuff for a lot of what we do for a very long time. And you know, it was, man, that would have been a tough one getting $1,000 worth of product.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing. I can go out there and put 22 million homes into your business.
Yeah.
I can bring 22 million people into your business a week.
Yep.
And you can't, you know, forget it, man. I'm done. I'm just done. Like you, Bob, you were just yelling at me in the parking lot. You just got to fucking done.
You got to draw the line, dude. You can't keep giving for people at all. You got to draw the line and say, guess what, man? Go pound sand.
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team, Bub. It's very, very active. I want to share with everybody something I'm very proud of.
Click it.
If you go to our Facebook page, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, Bub, you'll see there's the new merchandise tab and the BEM racing tab that's been developed. The merchandise and the shading on the merchandise and the BEM racing are offset for a reason. You do have graduated colors going down the page, and you update, you move these back upside down, Bub, so that they kind of differentiated themselves. Under the merchandise tab on bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, I just don't have any enthusiasm in my voice, do I, Bub?
You didn't drink a BCAA, that's why.
I did. I am beaten.
You already drank one?
Yeah, I'm
one of the green BCAA drinks that gets you going.
Yeah, I'm just beating down like a friggin' dog, man. That's how I feel. Anyways, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Shopify merchandise is now on up on the internet, and you can see on the internet prices have been slashed. Man, Jesus Christ, look at that, Bub! 50% off on everything.
Well, huh? I think too right now there's. I was gonna say, isn't there? I think Casey's got a bunch of sales going on right now for a lot of the limited run stuff.
Yeah.
Because we've got a huge order of other items coming in as well.
Yeah, we do. So that's very, very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Please go out there, support us. We're looking to make some sales of that. Try to get some money in the door off of some of our other revenue streams. Then if you click on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Racing
Which
tab,
this one's great. I love this one.
This one's really fun, ladies and gentlemen. Bub, can the client, can everybody see it? Since I can't seem to keep a producer in house, can I, not by my means, by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Here's what I love about this page.
Yeah, if we can zoom in on it, Bub.
I'm already zoomed in on it.
What
are you doing?
Okay, go ahead. Tell me what you love. There's a lot of love about it.
Not only is it, you know, this is something that we've been working with behind the scenes, and we had to wait for the right time to actually, you know, post this stuff up here. And it's still, again, it's in progress right now. We just wanted to get stuff up. We're having a lot of fan requests, a lot of ride-alongs being called in on, you know, here knowing that Gio's been running the stuff insane. So we've had a lot of stuff going on, but, you know, this one, we really wanted to make sure that we put up there, not only with all of our sponsorships, you know, what we consider the Lion Pride, which is like some of the strongest, powerhouse heavy hitters in South Florida. And when it comes to automotive industry, even just being aligned with other, big industries like Monkey and Paradise Premium Vodka, nothing automotive related, but because of the pure strength and the fun, the atmosphere, the environment, the style, the business model, everything about it. That's why we're in with them. Morpheus Wraps, Hooked on Driving, Torque Auto Storage, Signature Auto House, DVA Motorsports, DNA, TonyRienzi.com. I mean, everybody out there, pure strength.
All people bring something back to the table.
Bringing big game to the table, for sure.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Rivard, one of our producers, says, "Keep talking, morning, guys. How's it going so far?" Actually, Casey, it's been an abortion. The technical side of the show caused us to launch 30 minutes late, but it gave me time for a much needed meltdown. That's been long since coming. So what I want to do, Casey, from now on Friday afternoons, I want to run. I'll show you how to launch a show from the studio that'll play and it'll make sure everything's good. You can delete the show. It won't go out to the public. Good morning to Lynn and the great Throdini that are out there on the AMG Northeast Rally event. Throdini, please, you and Lynn, make sure you look at the Blog Talk Radio episodes I put up. Our producer Casey yesterday segmented everything from the Tuesday you were with us through the Saturday morning wrap-up when you were with us last Saturday. And they're in incremental order out there from 1 to 8 p.m. I'm running them in primetime slots right now. And I had to type out all the descriptions and put them all up yesterday. Today, it'll be cut and paste, be much easier. But you're going to love that. It gives an itemization, a daily itemization and an accounting of that event. It was a lot of fun, Throdini. And I really, really love you and Lynn. And I can't thank you guys enough, brother.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How do you charge an iPad? I have Samsung.
Do you? Let's see. Casey, Casey says, Tim Ford, is our iPad getting low already?
Look, there's a cable going to it right here, guys. Look at this.
This is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're doing. Thanks, Tom and Bubba. You're welcome, man.
It looks like it's plugged in. It is plugged in, but it's not charging. You hear that?
Yeah.
Yep. Doesn't work.
Doesn't. Well, what do you know, Bub? You're very welcome, Lynn. We thank you guys up there in the Northeast representing Monkey in Paradise and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We are bad. We are nationwide. Gio, we'll get to you guys in just a minute there. We're late getting on, so you're going to have to sit tight with us. I do appreciate that. Lynn, we love you guys out there. Thank you so much. Throdini, make sure you and your beautiful bride and assistant there pay attention. Look, check out the Blog Talk Radio's episodes from yesterday and everything. It was really good. What you find, Bob?
Look at this. All I get is a try the cube behind me.
Hey, Casey, check this out. From now on, we got to make sure this is ready on Friday. This is way too stressful for me. On a Saturday, and Bub should be focusing on the show, not focusing on doing the technical stuff. So I need you guys to help us out there. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to the next side of it. I love this picture right here that we've got in the car. That is one of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches right there. You can see Bub is in the driver's seat here, and that is the World Rally Champion, Mr. Gio Hammerback, and driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car and head of our rally race team. And if you look at this, it's a great picture because you physically see Gio's hand pointing out the window as Bub is going through the corner. But what's beautiful about this is Bub's coming through that corner at 3 G's and 100 miles an hour. And with that, you can look and see how flat that car is laying out there. Hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a call on the air. Good morning, caller. Are you live? You're live on the air with Tom and Bubba on Doing It Bubba Style.
How's it going, guys?
Good morning. Who is this?
Can you guys hear me okay? This is Jimmy with this? The firm.
Jimmy with the firm,
Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, the firm is one of the most challenging race tracks in Florida. In fact, maybe around the world. We have Jimmy from the firm joining us. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team is up there right now. Mr. Gio Hammerback's up there checking it out. Jimmy, how you guys doing out there, man? Tell me about the events. Exciting stuff.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for having us on. We really appreciate it. We're doing well. It's really, really busy. We have maxed out our track today. First thing this morning, we have 75 cars. We're in line this morning at about, first guy got here at 4 a.m. to take advantage of our open house we're having today. It's pretty exciting.
Wow.
We got going on today, first time ever done, everything's free here. Free track day, free go-karts, free Jeep ride along on our, we have a 430 acre trail. We have exotic car ride along, which gives you a chance to ride in one of our GTRs or our Lamborghini Gallardo. So lots of cool stuff happening right now.
Sounds like great stuff's going on up there, man. Tell everybody how they can get to you. Let's have some website information up there as well, man.
Absolutely. The website is gorally.com, G-O-R-A-L-L-Y.com. We are located about 45 minutes south of Jacksonville, and we are 30 minutes north of Gainesville, Florida. So we're pretty easy to get to right off of 301.
Oh, no, what happened there?
Can you guys hear me okay?
So, Jimmy, try that again. There you go. You broke up a little bit there, Jimmy. Let's try that again. It sounded like you went inside of a washboard there.
I apologize. We're out in the middle of an airport out here. So the name of the website is gorally.com.
Yes, we're up on it. The monitor's on it. So the whole world, 22 million people will see it.
Got it. Okay, good deal. We appreciate that.
No worries, man. That is a great track out there, man. That's an amazing track. I know our rally car driver, Gio Hammerberg, has got his hands all around that thing, and that's one of the more challenging courses out there, man.
Yeah, we have, for our rally stages, we have three different rally stages in endless configurations. We also have a three-quarter mile long skid pad where we teach driving dynamics for driving rally, which is obviously a little bit different than grip driving, is which I call road racing. But lots of fun here. We probably have about 1,500 people here as of right now. The weather is holding up pretty well, which we're happy about that. And we got a lot of cool things coming up in the future as well. And we got a driver club we're starting, which I don't have the details on that right now, but we will keep you guys posted. But lots of cool stuff happening. Again, I do appreciate you guys letting us on and letting us tell people about our track.
Hey, what is the event running all weekend down there, Jimmy?
The event is running till 4 o'clock today. We're open every day, but this particular event is the open house event. So it will unfortunately end today at 4 o'clock.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in that area, I would suggest you go by there. It is a very, I want to drive that track, Bub. You know me, I'll drive anything, but I really want to drive the firm, man.
Well, you know what's funny too is, you know, how you just mentioned about the, you said you had a skid. Now, what does that entail? Is that an on-road, off-road? Is that just, I know you mentioned it's, you know, it's different from the road racing side of it. So explain that a little
bit. Yeah, sure. The skid pad, it's an old runway portion of our property. So it's about 150 feet wide and about, it's 3/4 of a mile long. So it's really long. We set up different courses on it to teach people how to learn car control. So you're going to learn weight transfer, left foot braking, J turns. We teach a multitude of things out there and techniques, but that's where we start you out. And then we progress through different stages of our facility.
Sounds like a good time, man.
Sounds like a really good time. I'll tell you what, if you guys set that up with cones, we would be sure to take them over.
I'll knock every one of them over, Jimmy.
We have a lot of cone killers here.
I'm sure there are, man. Jimmy, you guys have a great day out there. Thank you for joining us on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. We'll send some people your way. You guys keep crushing it. Thanks for all you do for us, man.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
We love you guys. Thank you very much. This just in from Reggie at Turbinetics. Reggie says, we're in the time to rally, Tom. You're not yourself right now. You're right, Reggie. You're absolutely right. There's one thing that's very important to me in my life, Reggie. You know what that is besides my son. And that's what's on my mind right now. So we've known each other a lot of years, Reggie. You can figure it out from there.
That's wrecking something.
I might today, man. I'm in the mood. I'm definitely in the mood. I'm sorry, everybody, that I'm not in the mood today. I'm not vivacious. It's been a very emotional long week, and Bub and I just had our first major fallout after 20 years because the stress just overboiled, and those things I take very personally. I'm a very emotional person. I know the tattoos are out there, and I know I may seem like a hard ass, but there's a lot of emotion inside of me. Anyways, Bub, I wanted to go back to this, and let's talk about it a little bit. Let's get back over here to our brand new, come on, Bub, where's our thing? So anyways, Bub, I love this picture because we can see Gio. If you can zoom in for people, you can see Gio. Now look at how flat this car is, ladies and gentlemen. The Bubs Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics 911 is flat. That's 3 G's on your body right there. 3 times your weight pressing down in your stomach area coming through that corner right there. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Morpheus, Monkey in Paradise, Hooked on Driving, and Tony Rienzi. Now, if we click on Hooked on Driving right here, watch what happens here. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. There is Tony Franco and Hooked on Driving. It takes you to the whole setup. So all of these links are now active, Bub. Everything is good to go on this side of the site.
Just close that tab there. And that's what I like the most, too, is that you can now just go and visit one spot, which is kind of our, it's always been our theme. It's always been our goal.
Yep.
Here at BEM, it's always been a one-stop facility. And that's exactly what we pride ourselves on.
Yep.
But now even bigger, the branches just got longer, you know, going out to Hooked on Driving. So maybe you already have a car that's already built. We don't even need to touch the freaking thing. All you want to do is just jump in with the crew and have fun. Go straight to the site at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com and click on the either the About Us tab or even the BEM Racing tab. And either of those will literally get you out on Hooked on Driving site.
Yeah, they
you
will.
You can get into, you know, nighttime classes. We're going to be out at, I think, the next event coming up, which is actually listed on there. We're listing all of our events.
We're on the 27th, right?
Palm Beach, yeah, Palm Beach International Raceway, 27th, which is something about driving under the lights or something like that, which means we're definitely going to wreck. But all good. I mean, I'm ready for it.
So here, Bub, if you scroll down right under there, it says, where will team Bubba's Exotic Motorsports be racing next? There is our current racing schedule, Bub, and we are packed on top of everything else we do. It's crazy. Lewin Hayden says, hey, you guys from Ozark, Missouri, hide the bus keys. Actually, Lewin, that you say that, I was talking to our rally car, our rally driver, Gio Hammerback, and also our shop foreman, our tour bus, Lewin, so you'll know, has not turned off, literally shut off the switch since last Thursday when the great Houdini did his epic did his off-Broadway show live at Jumbie Bay where we packed the streets. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus left here, went to Homestead, they rent racing, and then went out on the road from there to another event. I think the bus gets back tomorrow, Bub.
I have no idea, man.
I know it made mom pretty pissed off that everybody was in the bus, but we kept the master bedroom door closed, so nobody went back there. I tried to respect those wishes, but she was pretty upset about that. Anyways, moving on, ladies and gentlemen, you got to check out all these great updates on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports network. It's very cool, and it's definitely, definitely out there. But we are going to be out to SEMA with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics 2017 Mustang. It is the only stock block EcoBoost Mustang in the world to put down 600 horsepower. You have since engaged in a wide body kit, custom cut wheels and tires. You're also going all carbon fiber on that car. What was released at a boosted bash at Turbonetics headquarters in Simi Valley, California, is pale by comparison with people haven't seen your hand-drawn renderings and what this car looks like, but it is nasty, man.
Yeah, man, it's going to be insane, dude. And, you know, that's kind of what's been really fun with it is the transformation. You know, we got that car in January of 17, so it's, you know, 7 months old now. We've already done one full build on the car. It's already gone worldwide, international. You know, we've taken this thing now and have it slated in for Turbonetics this year in SEMA. So it's going to be insane. That's
what booth number is it going to be seen in?
If I want to go off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure it's 24125 is the Turbonetics booth. It will be inside on display. You know, you guys can check that car out. If you guys are West Coast fans, we have a lot out there. Everybody goes to SEMA, so make sure you stop by and see us. We'll be there. The entire team, BEM, will be there. You know, so a lot of crew going out, a lot of fun. We're working some serious stuff behind the scenes with a bunch of other rides we're going to have out at SEMA. And we may be pulling part of this Lion Pride with us, which is going to be really fun.
I think
fun.
Some of them are going, Bob.
Yeah, man. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be taking some of the guys out there. You guys may have a slight chance of seeing the Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka Corvette out there.
I heard that was going to make its way out there after you've done some upgrades to it.
That's right, dude. So you guys stay tuned for that. And I'll tell you what, man, we may even be pulling some serious, serious stuff out there from Deviate Motorsports. So a lot of insane rides going out. I'll tell you what, we're literally, when I say we have to take an entire transport, we are taking an entire transport.
Yeah, we are. You're talking to reliable transporters right now to help us about out there. But I want to remind everybody, July 31st, Well, we're regulars. We're regular VIP attendees at the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach monthly. Anyways, it is the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee in the world. There's about 20 to 30,000 people who attend every month. This month, it's on the 31st of July. The pushback was from the 4th of July. We're 9 to 12 at the outlet malls. The Palm Beach Outlet Malls, what they call it?
Yeah, it's Palm Beach Outlets.
9 to 12 on the 31st. I am very, very excited about this. I talked to Lisa, one of the coordinators of the event. She called me, was it Tuesday, Bob, I guess? Tuesday or Monday? Monday or Tuesday. They have asked us to
Lisa or Lana?
I'm sorry, to Lana.
I was going to say, I don't know Lisa over there. Okay.
I'm sorry. I spoke to Lana over there. They have asked us if we would please bring out the entire Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team and the tour bus. So what we're going to do is we're going to take on the 31st, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall in the exotic car section where all the Lambos, Ferraris, and everything are. We're going to take out the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team, and we're going to set it up just like we're in the pits.
30th.
The 30th. Of okay, July. I'm sorry, Bob. The 30th. We're going to set it up just like we're in the pits. The awning's going to be down. The autograph table will be up. We will be doing autographs for people on our new comp cards. They can choose which one they want to have autographed. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Porsches will be on display. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Tony Rienzi Lamborghini Diablo will be on display. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally Car driven by World Rally Champion Gio Hammerback is going to be on display. The BEM trailer will be out there. Our truck will be out, the whole nine yards. I'm going to set it up just like we do when we go racing for the public, Bob.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of stuff going on out there. I don't know, man. I know that we will have the, well, it's possible. I mean, what is that? That's next weekend,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, next week.
So I don't think we're going to have, I mean, listen, I have no problem. I mean, I like making people wait for SEMA 17, but I'll tell you what, if I can have that EcoBoost pretty close to done, I'll have that thing out there. I'll show a little sneak peek. It's all good.
I think Reggie has some stuff coming out to you. I think he's got the upgraded turbo for the build, but Reggie doesn't know yet. Neither does anybody else. What's getting ready to happen with that car?
Man, dude, I'll tell you what. So I took that car out last night and actually drove it. I haven't driven that car in, I'd say, what, 2 months maybe?
Well, we drove
since
it came
back from Boosted Bash.
You and I drove it to the red carpet event, the McLaren red carpet event, the VIP event we were at. Thursday night, which was a great event, but that car just drives beautifully,
buddy. Dude, so last night, so I'm pulling out of a shopping center, man. I don't know, I got gas or something, I don't freaking remember. I wanted ice cream, so I went to Publix and got ice cream.
Okay.
So I pull out and I'm just like, you know what, man, I haven't freaking hit this thing in a really long time. So of course I had it in track mode, and you can actually go into an advanced mode from there. That turns everything off. It turns off ABS, turns off traction controls, limiters, all the dynamic suspension. It turns everything off on that car. And, you know, I took that thing out and I had it in first, and right about 3,500 or so, right when that thing's building really strong boost, right at 25 pounds, 30 pounds, you know, I hit that thing, dude, and it was first through third. Sideways.
Yeah.
Just bouncing off the rev limiter. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, man, when I finally came out of it, like top of third, I started to grab traction right at fourth, going into maybe 115 miles an hour, 120. I let off and I was like, dang, this thing's actually pretty respectable, dude.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, like literally, if there was we've seen it happen before. Gio Hammerback's run that car against GT350Rs, and that's Ford's, you know, most insane Mustang that's out right now. And it takes them down
it
all
does.
Day long.
And Bub, it's funny too, not to step on you, but it's funny too when these big 5 liter Mustangs come, these guys with these exhaust systems, they think they've got these cars all tricked out. And we've got the most beautiful cars in the world down here in the Palm Beaches.
Yeah, but you know what? Some cars you just can't cut the mufflers off and run muffler delete pipes.
Well,
it gets raspy.
Even if they run the off road X pipes, the 40 series Flowmaster setups, and the Outlaw stuff, and they just come up and not knowing any better, they just like to play. They don't know what's under the hood. You know, they've got this 5 liter and blah, blah, blah. And when you launch, you just leave them sitting still, and they're just sitting there going, what the hell just happened here?
It's actually pretty funny because Layla was like, dang, how do you shift so fast, man? I don't know what it is, dude, but I can run a manual setup. My feet, they're like little rabbit thumpers.
Yeah, they are.
They just get going.
They just get going. Bub, Lewin, Hayden, I'm trying to keep up with this. Again, I can't keep my feed live. I want to respond to everybody.
You have to click on it and leave it on your screen like that. I don't keep going to the homepage.
Okay. But see, it keeps.
See, I don't know why yours is twirling around like it's loading.
It's always trying to catch up, Bub. It does. Lou and Hayden says from Ozark, Missouri, and thank you for joining us, Lou. And I'm getting a little bit back on my feet again. It was a really bad emotional morning. Big meltdown for me. EcoBoost, that's the four-cylinder, right? The turbo four-cylinder. Yes.
Yes.
Bub designed Turbonetics and Bub have an amazing relationship. So, you know, Lou, and that goes back many, many years. And when Turbonetics designs something, they send it to Bub to implement. And once it's implemented, then they work together and figure out how do they get it into the marketplace. Like the LS platform he designed for the sixth gen Camaro. And Reggie says they can't keep it on the shelf today at Turbonetics. Mm-hmm. Bub was given the, a replacement turbo for the EcoBoost and told and asked to get it in the car and figure it out. What Bub came up with is the world's first and only 600 horsepower stock block drop-in Mustang, EcoBoost 2.3 liter Mustang. And the qualifications were two. Reggie said the car had to remain running on a stock block because they want to be able to sell this to the public. And two, it has to be 50 state emissions compliant. And that's the only way Bub builds anyways. And of course, it has to be very smooth. It has to be very easy to drive. You cannot lose any of the creature comforts of the car to mm-hmm. build it. Mm-hmm. We were VIPs at the Monkey in Paradise McLaren 720 release Thursday night. Wednesday night. And they parked the BM Turbonetics Mustang right up front next to the McLaren. So that gives you an idea how beautiful this car really, really is. And you can see more of it on our website there.
Hey, and more to come, too, because people have seen that car. You know, like I mentioned, it's already gone out. It's traveled the world already. Pretty strong, I guess, timeline underneath of that thing, considering it's only been around for 7 months from Ford itself. So it's, you know, pretty strong. It's already moved pretty far in a very short period of time, and there's way more to come, man. I mean, what you guys see on that car now is going to be a night and day flip between what's going to be seen.
That's correct.
At SEMA this November. It's from the 31st, which is actually Halloween night in Vegas. So going to be pretty insane, I could imagine.
Yeah, we're in Vegas for Halloween this year.
Yeah, man. So I'm just going to walk around with my birthday suit on. We'll see how that goes. Should be okay.
And bunny ears.
Yes, and bunny ears everywhere, like that Snapchat filter.
The problem is, Bub, when you play the slots, by the way, did Gary McCormick, I can't see it on my.
Oh, I don't know what happened.
Is that here? Gary McCormick over there who popped up?
Yeah, I don't know what my.
Gary, good morning to you, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary McCormick is a longtime fan of ours, and he lives in Glasgow, Scotland, and he gets up and listens to the show. We were on 30 minutes late this morning from some technical difficulties. Gary, thank you for joining us. Bub, the we'll be out there in SEMA the end of October, beginning of November. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great, great time. We're going to be in the booth with Reggie over at Turbonetics.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, by the way. I mean, man, super good time.
I love those guys, man. God damn it. I love those guys, man. I hate to talk like that, but I really, really do love those guys, man. They're good people. They're solid people. And I love the relationship. You know, you built the first Turbonetics SSS concept Camaro.
God, dude, that thing was an animal. You have no idea, man.
I got a call. That car, we did two tours with that car, national tours with that car. It sold and went to a private collector's museum. It's down in New Orleans now, Bob. Mm-hmm. Louisiana now.
Yes, that's right.
And the gentleman that bought it sent me a first when he bought it, he said, I cannot believe how reliably and strong and comfortable and quiet this car drives.
Yeah, it's I mean, that's the way I like to build. I mean, it's trust me, dude, it's one thing to just hear, like, I mean, for example, so we may be sending out one of the BEM ZL1 Camaros we built.
I heard about that to SEMA.
This is potential in the horsepower. This is potential in the background. If we do, that's going to be sitting with Giovanna, just so everybody knows. We're working that right now. If that does go out there, that car is an absolute animal. It is one that, I mean, when you start that car, it not only just throws out a blast of just roar when it just fires off. But the way we've got that custom X grind cam in there, man, and that thing's chopping around on that LSA. It's insane, dude. I mean, that thing's 750 at the tires. It is an animal to drive.
It is
supercharged. So the way it comes on is just almost uncontrollable. And it's just raw, man. And that sounds really, really good. But I'll tell you what, at the same time, there's something about having a car that's just calm, mild, cool, and it's turbocharged, single or turbo or twin. And you know, when you come on and you're at that 1,000+ horsepower range and it's just still a baby smooth idle that you can't even tell it's done. Oh, that's when it's something to look out for, dude, because it comes on and it comes on violent.
It does. It really does. I want to say Katie Porter out there is watching. Katie, I apologize. I did say the 31st on the Cars and Coffee. I apologize. It is the 30th. Thank you for helping us. I'll remember that. And thank you for the correction. I apologize. My days are a little bit off.
And Katie's got a Mustang herself. She just had some custom cut Vossens put on that thing.
Why weren't they sent through here? Why didn't Katie?
She had them done at Signature Auto House. This bastard.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man, that thing looks really good. That was the previous generation body style of the EcoBoost Mustang. Katie, pull up next to the EcoBoost at a light. Watch what happens.
Yeah, how about
do it.
Yeah. How about that? I have never seen Katie Porter's car, Bob.
I actually just saw it for the first time on Instagram this morning.
How's it look?
First time. Really good. Really good. It's like a white with like a, I'd almost call it like a either like an anodized or a copper style rim on it. Looks really good. That combo together. Yep. The thing is stanced up, right? It looks really clean. I like it.
Good, man. Good. You're always very complimentary of people.
Well, yeah, man. I'm not out just hating on people and their rides, you know, whether it's fast, whether it's slow, whether it, of course, there's rides I don't like, but you know, I won't say, hey, your ride's ugly. That's just wrong.
The great Throdini says, Roger, Bub, he's referring to, we had a group text going last week just prior to the big event. God dang it. That was fun, man. We do a lot of events, Bub. We travel a lot. And, you know, that was probably one of the most memorable events in 14 years I think we've ever done, man.
Yeah, so let me just say a couple words here. Having knives thrown at you while knife thrower is blindfolded. Yeah, that's going to be a memory that's not going to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, rest of the life, probably not going to top that one.
You know what was so cool about what I really loved about Throdini is he was only scheduled to do one show, somehow our head of security, who's actually a local police officer, our tour bus got so packed, we had to ask him to go in and clear house.
I mean, I couldn't even get on it.
I know you went to the bar.
I walked on. I literally got on. There's four steps to get on this thing from the height of it. I got on the first step. I turned around like after I opened the door and I was like, wow, I'm out. So I turned around and left.
Yeah, you did. But Throdini just was in there, and that was supposed to be his personal space, man. Ours and Throdini's, that's it. You know, and we don't let people on the bus at all during the event. Somehow they just got on. They had to start clearing them off, right? And the next thing you know, the very next thing you know, Throdini's like, well, I'm going to go out and take on the crowd again. So 2 hours after, an hour and a half after his first show, he went out and did a second epic show, man.
Yeah.
That's when they threw him at my balls.
Yeah, I know, and popped the balloons.
Yeah, did you see that, man?
But did you get what I just said?
Yes, I did.
I kind of rolled it into like your ball quote.
Exactly.
The balloons.
Pop the balloons. That's right. That's exactly right. The balls.
I feel like you didn't get it.
Why do I feel like I want to get on a Harley and just go ride by the water and get tranquil?
I don't know. You'll probably drop the thing, dude.
Sure, I will, man.
I'm sure you will. Yeah, got to stop dropping those bikes.
No.
We did just take on a serious, serious build, a brand new Harley Davidson, by the way, here at BEM, because we not only do everything from the exotics to the pro tourings to the classics to the trucks, but we also do insane bikes as well. So I have one that I'm doing a crazy paint job on, man. This thing is taking me forever to lay this thing down. Just the depth and the candy, the overlays, 2, 3, 4. I'm literally going to have, by the time this is all done, let me see here, 3 of the primer, 3 of the base paint, 3 of the candy paint, 3, 6, 9, plus 3 of the clear. So what, 12 plus another coat there. So 15, sure. And then 3 more there. So let me see, 18 plus 3 more on top of that with the striping. So I'm going to have close to 30 coats of paint on this custom bike that I'm doing right now. That's going to be insane. The depth in this paint is going to be something that looks like you can literally reach into it.
It's going to be crazy. I wanted to jump in, Katie Porter said, line the EcoBoost up on the track, quarter and I'm down. Car hasn't been raced in ages. Bub, that's probably not a good challenge. Number one, not many people can drive and have the reaction time you two. And Katie, you have no idea how fast that car is, man.
I think she knows. She may have been with Seth Goldberg in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is rumor.
Okay.
This is possible, but this is rumor. I'll tell you what. Hey, Katie, here's what we're going to do. So Thursday night, Palm Beach International Race.
Bring them out. Let's go.
This is like two kids in an elementary school fight. Like
let's do it.
3 o'clock on the playground.
Let's do it.
Thursday night, we're running. You better make sure those Boston wheels can handle that road course.
Get them out there.
We're going.
Signature Auto House's fam.
True story.
That's true. Yeah. You got to go where your family is.
No, all great work, man. And that, you know, even going back to, you know, the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, Aston, man, that thing is a pure strength between, you know, all of the local South Florida builders.
It's not about dissension, Bub.
No, man, you look at that car and it's, you know, you've got everybody on it. You've got from, you know, the wrap company, the auto design to, Signature Auto House doing a lot of the wheel and tire and stance on that thing. Strass wheels. The suspension was just set on Toyo tires.
That was exactly Motorsports.
We just did a full exhaust on the car, all hand built. You know, so a full group of just total strength in builders in the industry. And that's what it's about, man. It's not about, you know, bashing names and, you know, he does this better than she does this or who does that. And it's not that, you know, if you guys can just all get together and build some insane animals, dude, that's what it's about, and having a good time. And by the way, you could all go out and have a glass of Monkey in Paradise premium vodka afterwards. Together.
Well, Katie, so you'll know, I don't know how much you know about the Lion Pride, but the Lion Pride is a group of South Florida business car owners that I've developed. Tony Rienzi, Deviate Motorsports, DNA Surface Concepts, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Morpheus Design, Stork Auto Storage. They all fall under the Lion Pride umbrella. So we are not about dissension. We are not about gossip. We are not about negativity. We are about building the best cars found anywhere in the world today and doing it together in harmony.
Well, that's what's fun, man. You know, we all get out there, and eventually you're always going to cross that line where you're always, you know, running into somebody, and you just don't want that negativity and the bad name there. You know, you always want to just go out, have a good time and have fun, you know, whether it be at events at the track, whether it be at car shows, whether it be at charity events. You know, there's no time for drama. It's just that simple.
I got no time for the negativity and backstabbing.
Just go out and have a good time and enjoy it, man. That's it.
I'm sure one that aggressively approaches that subject, I don't put up with it.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. Katie says, I don't do a road course. Katie, that's no excuse. You can learn something new every day.
Hey, Katie, we'll put you a Geo Hammerback. He'll get you running that road course real quick.
I'll get you in the car with Geo Hammerback. There's nothing, there never limit your learning capabilities. She says, a Honda Civic can outdrive me on a road course. Well, some Honda Civics can outrun a lot of things.
I'll tell you what, dude.
A quarter mile is right next door.
Hey, there are a lot of and this is, again, just mad respect. There's a lot of built Hondas out there that are literally laying down 850 plus horsepower. Keep in mind, guys, these things came factory with, what did they come with, 95 horsepower, 110 on like the VTEC, 130. So you were laying down 800 plus out of a Honda. That's, you just bow down. That's mad respect if you can take that and run it up against some serious stuff. You think about that car in a power to weight ratio standpoint. Oh my God. All you have to do is get it to hook. That's the biggest problem.
It's all you got to do, bub.
Get it to hook and run it.
Get it to hook. I love. John Zalinga's Aston Martin Cars and Coffee.
Looks really good.
On the front of our, our logo's right in the back window of that car. He put it right there, bub.
And see, I'll tell you what, man, if you guys haven't seen that car, that is the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the official Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach car. Go out to the Instagram, Cars and Coffee Palm Beach, and see that car now that it's been stanced. Yeah. Signature Auto House just finished a stance. The wheel
sure
tire combo on
good
the
good job
thing,
by those guys over there,
dude,
too, man.
That thing is sitting so right,
yep.
man.
Yep.
And it's so funny because when I saw that wheel design, I was like, dang, man, that's so identical to the core.
Ones you did
the
for
three
my
piece
Porsche.
We did on the 981.
Yep.
Super identical. It's that polished lip, the machined finish, but you clear coat the machine finish. So you have like that raw milled look to it. But it has such an aggressive look when that thing spins and the sun's just catching every one of those spokes as they roll, whether you're going slow or fast. It's just serious.
Looks real good, doesn't it, Bob?
And he's running on Toyo tires, so you can't go wrong there. Those are the T1Rs.
Big announcement getting ready to come out in Toyo tires and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I think we're going to put pen to paper on Monday, Bub.
Stay tuned for that one, man.
That's going to be a three-tiered approach, isn't it? Retail level.
Yes.
Race level.
Yes.
And sponsorship level.
Yes, because we've got a lot of rides, as I mentioned, going to SEMA. We've got 8 rides planned. 8 times 4 on each car is going to be a lot.
Well, they're going to be the official tire of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team. We're going to become a dealer, Bub, and they're also going to become part of our show from a sponsorship level.
Well, you know what's funny too, and that's all where it comes down to, you know, just your build style and your design. Yep. You know, I've done a lot of stuff for 15 plus years. I've been sponsored by Nitto, Falcon, Pirelli, you know, some of the bigger names in the industry. But you know what, man, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. It's gotten to a point where those tires have not stayed with our business model. They haven't. And what I mean by that is it's very, very hard to get, let's say, a 21 inch low profile tire, which is a lot of what we run on all these higher end exotics, like the Astons, the Porsches, the Lamborghinis. We run 2021 stagger, 2122 stagger, the Rolls Royces, man. You've got to get these low profile custom sized tires, and they've got a lot of, you know, very strong sizes, but they're just your average run of the mill size, right? So you're kind of your replacement tire. And we need something that does a little bit of everything. And I'm also a very consistent builder. You know, I'm all about consistency. Yep. You know, and I don't want to run, let's say, Nitto tires on my trucks, and I don't want to run Toyo tires on my street
That's
cars,
correct,
and
you know.
I don't want to run Michelin drag tires on my road course cars. So I want to just have one company that offers me something perfect all the way across the board that has off-road, on-road, street tires, low pros, average everyday basic run of the mill, because we do a lot of just basic maintenance for a lot of our clients here as well on even just their regular Cadillac vehicles, you know, so just basic stuff, all the way down to our road course. I need a road course tire. I also need a quarter mile straight line tire. And it's hard to find one company that offers it all, and they do, and we're going to push on it.
And Bub, the other thing too is I forgot, I need, if you could help me, I got so much going on, man. I'm just overwhelmed personally and professionally, but I forgot we have the Major League Baseball players, actually two of them, but the one with his Audi sent me a text the other day. He just came out of surgery, and I told him I'd get back with him. I don't remember the wheel and tire combination I talked to him about, but he does want to move forward on that, so we have to price that out. And see, I think we price it out. We just need to get it over.
And see, there again, I mean, that's that kind of car where, you know, when you're running any of that Audi RS7 style stuff, man, you run a nice stagger on those things. They can hold a nice 20x9, 20x10 front. 21 by 11 and a half, 21 by 12 rear.
Yep.
Those things look like animals, dude. If it's got the factory air ride, you do some billet adjustable links on it, drop it down a half inch, three quarters of an inch. All it needs to set that stance and look super, super angry going down the road.
Yeah.
That's all it needs.
It's all it needs.
You still got the luxury, you've got the comfort, but now you've just taken it to a whole nother bar doing it with the stance.
And I think you made a good point there, Bub. You've got the luxury, you've got the style, and you still got the ride ability of it, where most people, they can't pull it out like that, man. They can't give you that ride, man. You got to substitute everything, and that's not the way you build.
It takes a lot of work to, you know, it's fine tuning, man. And these cars come from the factory. They're built and they're well designed. The R&D teams at all these mass production plants build these things ready to go. So when you get them, they give you everything you're paying for. When you go and modify anything in the aftermarket world, it's very hard to do it in a way that retains its factory characteristics. And that's kind of the end goal. You want it to be strong. You want it to be powerful. You want it to be stanced. You want it to look right, but you still want to retain like the smooth style of it.
Sure.
You know, it's not often that people go and they buy a brand new Corvette and say, hey, I want to make this car rougher than it already is.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
You don't. In fact, you've got a Pro Charge one out there. You're working on now, a C7. That's going to be an absolute barn burner when it's done, man.
Yeah, man. That'll, you know, that's just one of those things where, you know, again, we're just, you know, doing very nice bolt-ons. It's a C7 Corvette. You know, we're going to run the same Pro Charge at the front. It's going to be long tube headers. And again, you have to that very nice balance. So, you know, what we're going to do is actually run, very similar to the Monkey in Paradise, premium vodka Corvette, which is a Pro Charge system. You can lay these things down at easily 700, 750 horsepower at the tires. Not hard to do in today's world.
Not at all, man.
But I want to do this in a way where it's very well balanced. This vet we're building for this client here, is something that he drives a lot. You know, it's not his daily driver, but if he wants to drive it daily, he wants to be able to enjoy it, right? It's loaded, it's luxury, it's got leather, it's got nav, it's got heated and cooled seats. He doesn't want it obnoxiously loud, so you don't want to run something straight through in the exhaust system. So we're going to run a Cook's long tube header, a Cook's 3-inch off-road X-pipe, anywhere net between 50 and 75 horsepower gain just on that upgrade alone to let it flow and breathe. You got to breathe when you're forcing that air in. But I'll tell you what, we're going to stay with the factory valved mufflers on this thing so that he can still, by the electronic switch in the center console, keep this thing quiet and toned down, or he can open it up if he really wants to go into that track mode, make it really aggressive.
And then there's going to be a custom Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tune that you're going to do. Bubba, I wanted to share with everybody, if we could zoom in on the on our monitor back here again. I wanted to share with everybody a new update. Oops, I'm sorry, man. I want to share another update to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website that we did. We've done a whole new thing of sponsors back there. And you'll see the top is, you know, legal services and protection provided, JASI Law. Very good. I love that. And you can click on that link and it will take you to their website. What I love about Joe Jansen and his whole crew over there, Bub, not only are they the best corporate lawyers in the world, but they hate lawyers.
They do, man. It's because they're all snakes, man. There's everybody out there is, you know, they're just looking to make the money. They don't care what the outcome of the situation is. Typically in any of these situations, anytime you do, you know, have to deal with any sort of legal counsel, it's always the lawyers that win. Yeah, you know, that at the end of the day it is, you know, because you've got all the money that goes into them. And you know, the outcome truly doesn't matter to them, but I'll tell you what, they go for the morally right thing. It's just that simple.
Joe and his whole crew over there. Yep. So
they look at the reality of the situation. They say, listen, stop with the nonsense. Here's the truth. Quit trying to blindside and go from here to here to here, jumping all around, trying to get anything you can.
Yep, exactly. So thank you to Joe Jansen. Joe Jansen, Jansen, Syracuse, and Keegan law firm that protects us. And they're just really good guys. I love the fact that you guys hate lawyers. He loves to bash him in court, and he hates talking.
Because he knows the game. Yeah, when you know the game, you just
Knows how to beat.
You move like a shark when you know the game.
Real quick. TonyRienzi.com. All you got to do is click on the link right there, and it will take you to the Exotic Car Goof site. So all of these are now connected, ladies and gentlemen. I think you'll have a good time with these. They're fun. Miss Outlaw Boutique is there. It'll click and go right to her spot. Monkey in Paradise, Hooked on Driving, Morpheus, Cars and Coffee, Torque Auto Storage. They're all out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lot of fun. So we hope you enjoy the new updates to the website, our new merchandise tab. Please support us. Go out there and buy yourself, your loved ones, Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, buy yourself something. I mean, there's everything out there you could possibly imagine, Bob.
Yep. Anything you want.
So it's a good time out there. We're very, very proud of the new website, all the modifications coming into it. Good morning to Matt, who's watching us up there in New York. We appreciate you joining us there. I'm sorry I had a meltdown this morning coming into the show. It's been a very, very emotionally challenging week. I'm still trying to get my feet back on the floor, Bub.
Yep.
So
all good.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we'll make it. We're strong, right, Bub?
Yep.
So everything's good. So check out the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports merchandise tab. Check out the new merch, race tab. Check out everything that's going on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. It's very, very exciting stuff. Very, very exciting stuff. Do I look like I broke down and cried for 20 minutes, Bob?
I don't know. I'm still zoomed in on the monitor up there.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. But
I don't know what to tell you, dude. It actually looks like it's going to rain outside. It's really, really black out there.
Is it really? Yeah, the sun was shining really, really well.
It was this morning. Yeah. And I thought about cleaning the cars today or something, man. I don't know, dude. I don't even know where my Porsche is right now. So I got to figure it all out. Yeah,
I know where it is. It went to an event the other night. And that's the way I feel, Bob. It's like I say, it's been a very, 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 very challenging week for me emotionally. I don't hide from people. I'm very sad, and it's a week of no sleep, a week of no eating, and it's hard to function emotionally and mentally, you know, much less physically, and do everything you do when you've got a lot of things challenging on your mind.
I don't allow time for that in my head. I got enough stuff on my plate right now.
A lot
now.
Of people don't, man. I'm a very emotional person.
Yeah, but when there's nonsense in your life and it's, you can't sit and just keep running the same circle in your head. You got to push forward and move strong and, screw it. Kick it to the curb and keep going, dude.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm telling you, that's what you got to do. You just got to build up and just go. You can't sit and sweat the same thing over and over. It's the same scenario. The scenario is not going to change. Outcome already is done, so you move forward. That's it.
Yeah, and you've been a tremendous source of emotional support. I'll tell you what, I wanted to talk a little bit too. We don't have a whole lot of time left.
But, no, we have like a minute.
You know, it was funny too, Bob. I got a call. The other night we were at the event. I was going to share this story with people. The other night we were at the event, the VIP event, and I'll read you this. I was just too antsy to sit still, as you knew, in the theater. Just too much on my mind.
Yeah, tell me about it. I was trying to watch a movie, and you were all over the place.
Yeah, I was. So I was sitting in the seat. I just told you I just can't sit still. I can't deal with it anymore, Bob. And I got this text from a gentleman. It says, "Hope all gets better, my friend." And I said, "What you mean?" And this was somebody who I'd least expect to hear anything from. And he said, "Coming from someone who sees stress in the mirror, it's easy to see it on your face." So I got up and I excused myself from the event and went out into the lobby of the theater at City Place downtown West Palm Beach. And this gentleman, I called him and he said, and I started asking him about it. He goes, "Look, it's very, very obvious what's going on." He said, "I've never seen your face so distraught. I've never seen you so sad. What can I do to help you?" And that is a sentiment that's rung out throughout the week from people. And I want to thank that person. He knows who he is. It's somebody you wouldn't expect, man. And that was very touching. That touched my heart a lot, man.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
You know, who's going to step up to the plate and who's just going to, like I mentioned earlier, who's just going to freaking use everything they can and walk away at the end of it and not care, you know? Yeah. I can't tell you how many times, you know, we've done that in the industry, you know, I'm talking big, dude. I'm talking, you know, numbers north of, I've built cars for clients for, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, upwards of $100,000 for free, for that hopes of return, promotional, marketing, advertising. You know what, man? And people just go on. It wasn't them in the spot. It wasn't them taking care of it. They weren't in your shoes, so they have zero idea. They have zero respect. And, you know, for those people, go screw yourself. It's that simple.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When you're in a relationship with somebody that you love more than anybody you've ever loved before, and regardless of your actions or your apologies, you know, you always try to stay together and fix those problems. Sometimes it doesn't work, you know. And it's tough, bud.
That's it.
It's really tough, man. Tough. Because you can go into it to fail. And that's not to say it will be a failure in the end, but you know, it's tough, man. It's been a long, long week. So ladies and gentlemen, I apologize coming in here sad. I apologize being on the verge of tears when we took on, and I apologize the show has been low. Reggie, thank you for being in touch and noticing that I was off today. I appreciate you saying it. Bub, we're going to jump out of this thing. I'm going to try to find some happiness in my day today. I haven't been able to for the last week or so. Thank you, Bub, for all of your support over this last week, man.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate it.
Well, we just got to get stuff going, man. Keep grinding it out. And, you know, we got a lot of good things on the horizon, dude. And you can't let the little things like nonsense slow you down. You just can't.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it is all small stuff. It's all nonsense. It's all speed bumps.
That's what everybody says. Kick it to
six,
the curb.
Hey, six months down the road, dude, it'll be so far gone, you won't know what to even think.
Yeah.
Hey, what the heck was I even doing, dude?
You've been a huge support.
Stuck in a rut for no reason, dude. Yep. Go on down the road. Keep moving.
Yep. You've been a huge support telling me to move on. Don't look back.
What do you do when you blow an engine? You park your car in the garage for 6 months and whine about it, or you just replace the engine.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah. It's hard to replace a very important part of your life. The most important part of my life besides you.
Yeah, screw that, dude.
You're not happy about it, are you?
Peace. It's done.
That's what you keep saying.
That's it.
Beat feet, go on down the road.
Go on.
Yeah. Some people have a different point of view than I do. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. .com. But we are going racing under the lights Thursday night.
We are
at Palm Beach International Raceway. We're going to get back and get the tour bus back in here, get it all cleaned up. It's on the road right now.
Mm-hmm.
It does need to be cleaned up, shut off. Mom didn't want anybody in that thing anyway. So, you know, I wasn't holding true to her when I told her that that would be the case.
Yep.
And I told Gio today, on uncertain terms, nobody's to be in there ever again. Miss Outlaw Boutique, Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MS Outlaw Boutique. The finest boutique in the world. What the girls have done over there is absolutely stellar. 561-660-6695. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly, and they want to know what's your paradise. Bub, 8 days without a drink. How's that, man? How am I doing?
Pretty solid.
Thank you, man. And that was pretty cool. We were at the VIP event, at the McLaren event, and you said, Dad, I'm really proud of you. Let me go get your club soda, man. So... I'm drinking about four of those big bottles of them today, a day right now, Bub.
Yeah, but that's what you got to do.
I really like it, man. I really, really do. And
yep.
I'm starting to address life again with much more energy, much more positive approach. You know, you're not hurting in the morning. You know, I was having an issue with it there for a while. I'm not afraid to admit it. And it was taking control of my life, and things were not being done the way I wanted them to be done. And I'm glad I'm away from it, man. I'm up early. I go to sleep at 1 a.m. I'm up by 4, moving around, getting things done and taking care of business, man.
Yep.
So I feel really, really good, man. Just got to get my emotional side in check. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be there on the 30th from 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlet Malls. With the full VIP race team, Bub.
Yep, I'm ready. I'm looking forward to it, man. We have a lot of good stuff on the horizon, so stay tuned for what we've got rolling out of the BEM camp. Everything, dude, Instagram, Facebook, website, stay up with all of them because there's going to be some insane stuff and you guys won't want to miss it.
A lot of really good stuff going on. Great, Thodini and Lynn, thank you for checking in with us live from the event out there, that you're the rally event that you're driving today. Bub, thank you for kicking the producer's chair in anger, showing that you're not exactly happy either.
Well, if I was standing up, I would have definitely been smashing everything in here.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting down, so it was my single option with my left foot.
I get it.
My clutch foot, by the way, so I don't want to mess it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry we came into this show and I was in such an emotional state. It has been an emotional week for me. I don't hide from that. When you're not with the person you love and you have spent the best parts of your life with, it's very, very, very challenging, at least for me. Some people, like you, Bub, said, kick it down the road and don't look back.
Keep going, dude.
Yep. Thank you, Bub. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week or till Monday, we'll be back with you live at 11 o'clock from the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports with our daily live stream. How's that?
I'll actually be assembling a C63 AMG.
That's pretty cool.
That's Bub. What happens when you wreck them.
That's what I wreck them. I'm going to get out of here, Bub. I'm going to try to find something to make me happy today. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to try to find it, man. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning cleaning one of the bedrooms, doing laundry, stripping the bedclothes off, getting the bathroom clean. You know, just, I don't know what I'm thinking anymore, man.
Well, I didn't call insurance.
That's ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a really, really, really good weekend filled with happiness and love wherever you are and whatever you do. Until next week, Bub, what do you want to do here, man?
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.
That's it. We're out of time. That does it for this edition of Doing It, Bubba Style. If you want to see the very latest Bubba and Tom have going on, visit their website at bubbascustomcars.com. That's bubbascustomcars.com, where you will be linked to all of their social media as well. If you'd like to talk to Bubba and Tom live during the show, call in every Saturday morning at 714-242-5166 between 9 and 9:30 a.m. That's 714-242-5166. Make sure you sit out every day to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. And until next time, keep on doing it, Bubba style.